Welcome back. I do have the opportunity now and privilege to visit with the Riverside Community School District. And this morning, I have Cassie Peterson with me, a senior. Cassie, thanks for visiting with me.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to visit with you, Cassie. How are things going?
Things are going pretty good. It's a nice day out.
Mm-hmm. Senior year, we're into the last stretch of the senior year here now. So overall, how's your senior year gone, Cassie?
I think my senior year has gone pretty good, honestly. We just finished up jazz band yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Got second place at the University of South Dakota jazz band competition. And jazz choir finishes up next week in Soda Speech.
So about it then. So jazz band and jazz choir. So how was South Dakota?
We did pretty good. We got third in our class for jazz choir, and we got second in our class for jazz band.
Okay. So Cassie, tell me big picture, the activities you participate in at Riverside or what?
I do all the band stuff, you know, jazz band, marching band, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All of the choirs. I do football cheer, basketball cheer, group and individual speech, quiz bowl, junior optimist. Just kind of everything.
Wow. That's now some of those, in my opinion, Cassie, but I want to ask your opinion, I think really prepare you well, going forward. I think it's a valuable skill just to be able to visit with people, talk to people, and especially in front of people. And a lot of what you're doing, you do that. Do you experience more confidence, you think, because of all of those activities you participated in?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when I came into my freshman year, I was like terrified to talk to people. And now I'm just like kind of comfortable with it. And I mean, I'm here talking to you today.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about speech, because there's a whole process that began a long time ago, really. But take me back to February with district and then walk me through that process to where we are today.
Yes. So on February 28th, we had about like 50-ish events go to district speech. And at district speech, you perform for one judge, and they can give you a couple different ratings, either a 1 or a 2 usually. And a division 1 is the best that you can get, and that's what sends you to state.
Okay.
And then after that, it's 2 weeks after district, you go to state and perform again for 3 judges this time. And they also have the chance to give you a rating. They can either give you like a 1 or 2, and each judge gives you their individual rating. So you can get like mixed, like you can get some 1s and some 2s, or you can get all 1s. It really kind of just depends. And then out of those judges, usually at least 2 of them have to nominate you for all state.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they just kind of like write down like, yeah, I think this person should go to all state. And that's how you get sent. And about 3 days later, we find out who gets to go.
So tell me, Cassie, who all was selected for all state?
All of us were selected are going for solo musical theater, which is just like we perform 1 song
mm-hmm.
from any musical. Me, Emma Crone, and Sydney Dellinger were all selected to go.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that's quite the honor, is it not?
Yes, it is. I think this is the most we've ever had go in 1 year. For I think we've only had 1 person go a year.
That's awesome. So were you guys like, when you found out, were you like high five and excited?
Yeah, 100%. I know I was on the phone and we waited for the list to come out, and it kind of came out a little bit late this year.
Uh-huh.
But we were so excited when we got the list and saw all of our names on there.
So that's pretty cool. So when you say perform, I want you to tell me a little bit of when you're performing at one of these events, what are you doing? Tell me a little bit about what you do.
So honestly, it kind of depends on the, what's it called? Like what category you do.
Okay.
So I know for musical theater and like public address, which is what I do, we already have our like topic or mm-hmm. our song, and we have to memorize it ahead of time. And then we just go in and they introduce us and we perform. And at district level, they like give us verbal feedback. So like, this is what I like, this is what I didn't like. And at state, you just kind of walk out. So like, you just perform and leave. I do know for some of the other events, like radio news, spontaneous speaking, stuff like that, they get like preparation time. So like, they get their topic when they get to our center, and they get like 30 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is for that to prepare what they're going to say. And then they just go out and say it.
Wow. Well, there's some pressure there. I would think, I don't know, I'm maybe just me, Cassie, but you're walking out on the stage or this event and it's you alone and you're going to perform and then you walk off stage. I would just be, I would want some sort of feedback, I think.
Yeah, it does kind of get a little bit awkward at state, but usually at least the judges like talk to you.
Yeah.
They give you some kind of like good job or like have a nice day most of the time. So that's pretty nice.
Cassie,
and you do later on get to read like comment sheets. So they have pieces of paper in front of them and they like write down what they're thinking so that you get to read it later.
Okay. Cassie Peterson with me. And Cassie, again, is the senior with the Riverside Community School District talking about district speech, state speech, and now Allstate. So that's pretty cool. Cassie, you're a senior. So plans, plans after high school are what?
I plan to go to Iowa State University and major in vocal music education.
What are you going to do with that? You're going to be a teacher? Are you going to?
Yes, I'm hoping to become a high school teacher and teach high school choir. Maybe, you know, perform a little bit. And I'm hoping to eventually work my way up to working at a college, but we'll see how it goes.
Very cool. So what is next in the, on the list of things that's going to take place this senior year for you, Cassie? Are there other activities coming up or what's next?
I do know I'm not involved in them, but I do know track season is just getting started. And so is golf and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, after speech and jazz choir are all done, we have large groups, which is just like we go perform our concert band and concert choir for judges and they just give us ratings.
Okay. Very neat.
And then graduation.
Then there you go. Then you're off. So Cassie, tell me who your parents are.
My mother is Jolene Buckingham.
Okay. And what do you, when you're not at school and you're not on the stage in front of people, what do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Honestly, it takes up most of my time.
I can see why. I can see why.
But on my own, like I usually like to do like different crafts and stuff like that. And I really love volunteering. And that's kind of one of my passions. And obviously working on music, I do that a lot.
You bet. School. That is very cool. Okay, Cassie, here's your, for the younger person that's coming up, the younger student, if they're thinking about becoming involved like yourself and all the bands, as you put it, jazz band, jazz choir, speech, cheer, all of these activities. What do you say to that young person that is considering what to become involved in and what they should do in their extracurricular activities going through, let's say, junior high and high school? What would you say to that person?
I would say to them, honestly, just like try everything that you can. Like, it does get a little bit over kind of being involved in a lot of stuff, but like honestly there's nothing I've tried that I've really ever regretted trying to do, even if I didn't end up like following through on it for the entirety of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But just like you get so much out of trying everything and like meeting new people, and you might try something that you don't think you'll like and you'll love it.
So. Yeah, great advice. Cassie Peterson with me. Cassie, anything else we need to touch on? Congratulations too, by the way, on all the success. It's very cool. And I love to see folks from our young folks in our area having the success that you're having. So congratulations. Anything else we need to touch on?
No, sir. Thank you.
Make it a great day, Cassie. Thank you.